National Hockey League presents The Great One-on-One.
Robitaille in the zone, drops for Gretzky. Gretzky centers in the slot, McSorley. Back to Gretzky, shot, score! There it is! Career goal number 802. Wayne Gretzky. And the game's greatest playmaker is now its greatest goal scorer.
Wayne Gretzky catches up with some of hockey's best to reflect on their past Stanley Cup runs.
And the Detroit Red Wings are the 2002 Stanley Cup champions. And what a mob scene in the end to our right. And here comes the confetti raining down. It's red and white confetti from the rafters here at Joe Louis Arena.
Going one-on-one with 2002 Stanley Cup winner Luke Robitaille, here's Wayne.
Luke, thanks so much for joining me today. How's everything going, all right?
Everything's going really good.
Yeah,
going really good. We've been off way too long, but we're good.
Now, explain before we get into this to people listening how much more stressful it is putting a team together than actually being a player yourself.
Oh, it's so different, right? Because you watch the games and then you realize there's absolutely nothing you could do. You know, like you can watch a player. And I think when we were players, we never thought of it that way. We just kind of played the game. And if we made a mistake or had a bad game, you just knew you had to work hard the next day. And then the next game was coming. And if things went well, you kind of forgot about it before. But when you're in management, it's totally different. You kind of live and you got to think of the future also and everything you do. Crazy. Yeah.
Stressful. So before we get into your Stanley Cup win with the Detroit Red Wings, I thought maybe I'd get a second for you to talk a little bit about the feeling that you had growing up in Quebec of playing game one in the Stanley Cup final in 1993 in the Montreal Forum before it became the Bell Center.
Yeah, I think looking back, because I was young then, I was really pumped about playing. For me, it was, having a chance to win the cup. And I didn't realize what it meant to be in Montreal, I think, at the time, it was crazy the first couple of days because, my whole family was calling, we were trying to figure out tickets and so forth, And I, the peace part of it was playing the game itself. And looking back, it's kind of funny. I caught a game the other day that I think it was game five that we lost, and it was in Montreal. And I'm like, man, it wasn't Montreal. We had a shot at it. It's pretty amazing that we played in that old building, and it was pretty special.
Mm-hmm. So then when you did get to the Detroit Red Wings and you did finally get your opportunity to win a Stanley Cup, losing to Vancouver the first two games in round one with players like yourself and Yzerman and Lidstrom, and I think you had 10 Hall of Famers and a Hall of Fame coach on that team. Was there ever a sense of panic after those first two games, or was everything sort of copacetic?
Yeah, it was, it's kind of funny because we finished first place, and I can't remember. We had a couple weeks there where we knew where we were standing. So Scotty gave Nick Lidstrom a few days. We had a road trip back on the West Coast, and he let me go home to see my family because they were still in L.A., and I think I missed a game. And there's a couple things like that he did. Like Stevie had gotten hurt during the Olympics that year, so he wasn't really practicing. I think he was going to try to play a few games towards the end and so forth. So when we came in, I think going into playoffs, it was almost like the last few weeks were too easy. And we didn't play that bad the first game, but Vancouver just seemed like they were, they were getting the breaks and they were playing as good as us. So they ended up winning. And I remember after game two, a Detroit fan threw a Dominic Hasek jersey on the ice, and we're like, "Oh God, this is not good." I was fortunate that I played with you, and then playing with a guy like Stevie or Mess, and sometimes you guys, your action speaks loudly on the ice, and Stevie didn't speak a lot during the year. He had a good sense of humor, in the locker room, but I'll never forget between game two and game three, the day before the game, he he called a meeting in the locker room, and basically he said, guys, let's just relax. We know what we have to do. Tomorrow we'll play our game, and we'll win tomorrow, and then we'll just move on. Like, there wasn't, like, a big rah-rah about, like, a panic or anything. It was more, we know what we need to do. We don't need to win four in a row tomorrow. We just need to win the game tomorrow, play our game, and then we'll and it kind of seemed to calm everyone down. And the next game, it was a 1-1 game until Nick Lidstrom scored from the red line to make it 2-1. We only won 2-1 that game, you know, but we played our game.
And then you guys took off. And then winning the Stanley Cup is always so difficult, and I think people understand and realize, and that's what makes it so special. But you guys in the Western Final had to go 7 hard games with Colorado. We maybe talk a little bit about probably getting through that series, how it prepared you for the final.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, you know, you never know. As you know, you never think this way as a player, but looking back, I think we all knew or felt whomever was going to win that series was going to win the cup. Like, that's how good you know, those two teams were.
Right.
So we knew that was the big series. And it was like it's kind of funny, that series was different than the prior series that were between Colorado and Detroit. There was hitting, but it wasn't as physical as it had been. But the hockey itself was probably better than it's ever been, where it was up and down. There was a ton of speed. Like, it was a puck possession kind of series, and each game was decided by one goal pretty much. And until game 7, you know, it was a series that was really tight. It was really, really good hockey and two of the best goalies in the world at the time.
And once you got through that series, was there a sense of relief, or was it more like, all right, we've just beat a really good team, we're ready to play the best hockey we've played all year in the final?
I wouldn't say there was a sense of relief. It was more like, you know, that team, it's like you were on some great teams. And when you play with a great team that's won before, they know to not celebrate ahead of time. So when we were on that team, there were so many guys that won in 97, 98. We won game 7, and everybody just went home, had their post-game meal. The next day we showed up at practice. There was really nothing except for the press that made a big deal. In our locker room and around the guy, it was nothing. It was like, okay, we're moving on to the next series. We knew we had an end goal to get to. And as you know, it's never easy. Even though you think you're the favorite or you hear that you're the favorite, it's never easy. But it was almost like, let's just go out and do our job. Let's finish the job. This is where we won game 7. It's not over. You know what I mean?
And explain to people, because, you know, sometimes words can't do it justice. It's just the feeling you have when you finally do get to pick the Stanley Cup up for the first time.
It's so light.
You know, I thought it was heavy.
It's 33 pounds. That sucker is like a feather when you lift it the first time.
That's pretty good. It's 34.5 pounds.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Yeah. To me, it felt so light. It was like the most incredible feeling. And you know what? I remember when we went in 93, and you you had so much press after you. And I remember after that game, it was crazy. Everybody was after you. And I remember telling Rob Blake, we'll be back next year.
Yeah.
And you really believed that as a player. And then the Kings didn't make the playoffs, I think, for the next 6 or 7 years. And, you know, everything changed in our life. And it's amazing. Then you realize as you go along your career how hard it is. Like injuries, like, you know, everybody has to be playing with the same goal in mind. And so there's so much that goes into it, because you can have some of the greatest players, and if the whole team is not on board or if there's a few key injuries, you can't win it all. So for me, I appreciated it that much more, I think, because it took me so long, you know, to win it. So it was pretty special.
Yeah, and after you did win it, I'm told Kenny Holland let you take the Stanley Cup home for a day. Is that true?
Yeah.
You snuck it out?
What happened is, I think it was the very next day, you know, because these guys, it was their third one. So we were taking the team picture at at the old Joe Louis Arena, and Kenny says, "Luke, if you want, you can take it home." I'm like, "Really?" And my wife had flown to town. She just rented this little car. I can't remember what brand, but it was just a small car. So we didn't know what to do with the car, so we put it on the passenger seat, and we put a seat belt, and the kids and my wife sat in the back, and we're driving around town. We stop at a red light, and this guy looks. He looks next to me. He's like, "Are you kidding me? This is the Stanley Cup." It was fun. We couldn't believe it. We had a blast. You know, we were staying in an apartment, and we really enjoyed it. It was pretty special for us.
Well, you got to play with so many great players there, and it was such a great team and such an unselfish group of players. But you know what? I had the pleasure of playing with you, Luke, and I know everybody loves the game, but I don't know if anybody loved it any more than you did. And I just wish you all the best of luck with the Kings, and thanks for doing this.
Thank you, my friend. Right. It's always great talking to you.
All right, mon ami. Bye-bye.
Okay, watch out. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Great One-on-One, a presentation of the National Hockey League. A reminder to rate, review, and subscribe for free. The NHL Podcast Network is available wherever you get your podcasts and at NHL.com. This has been an NHL Studios production.